This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And here we are. We're back. 1:40 on a Friday afternoon. Hopefully you're doing well today, getting all your errands done, enjoying work, driving out and about and around, which is usually what I do all Friday is do errands. But today I'm filling in for Chad, Susie Jones, Dave Harrigan, and our next guest is someone who I adore. I'm not kidding. I love Joy Summer with the Star Tribune talking about food just in time for feasting season. Joy writes, a local vegan storefront returns November 14th. Joy, thank you for coming on. It's nice to have you. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
I think you're on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. So I make sure I got
it. It's true.
Okay.
She is.
She is on that. So this is a big time for food, isn't it? As we get into the colder months and kind of thinking about baking and cooking. Let's talk about, I never can say it. Is it Herbivorous Butcher?
You can't say it. I have to spell it every time. I got to double check myself. It's Herbivorous Butcher.
Herbivorous.
Yeah, they're reopening after they had a fire. Their Northeast storefront, just in time for all your meat-free friends who are coming over for Friendsgiving. They've got the turkey-free turkey. They've got the cheese-free cheese. They create these big flavors out of vegan products, and their shop's reopening. People who are looking for a vegan meal can order ahead. They ship across the country, and they're a really neat story of two siblings who started something at the Minneapolis Farmers Market. They have been through a lot, and it's really exciting to see them back in action.
Yeah, that is great. Now, have you obviously tasted these items, correct?
Oh, for sure. I've tasted their stuff at their shop and their sandwiches and brought home little meat grillable things from way back in the day. And they're a big presence at the state fair every year.
Yeah, because it's kind of funny. It's sometimes you question how good can a meat-free turkey be. But what's it what is it made out of? Tofu?
Well, it's secret recipe, but it's lots of seasonings and spices, and usually it starts from a gluten combination. So like Seitan, if you've ever gotten that at the grocery store, it's actually has a kind of meaty texture to it. Hmm. Like if you ever get those like fake out chicken nuggets, it's the same kind of filling.
Hmm. Well, we wish them all the best as we near the Thanksgiving holiday, which is, boy, coming up faster than ever. Let's talk about, is it OG Zaza?
Yes, OG Zaza. It's a New Haven pizza-style pizza, which is just thin, blistered crust. They're delicious pizzas. I first had them at Rosedale Shopping Center, and now he's expanded all over the place. And this year, just in time for the Black Friday and hitting the Mega Mall, they're now open at the Mall of America.
And it's just pizza?
Yes.
Okay.
I think they've probably got a salad or two on there, but honestly, I'm just going for the cheese. Like, I want that gooey, saucy, crusty situation. I mean, their simple pepperoni is hard to beat. It's so good.
I know I'm going to get hungry talking about this as we go forward. So, again, if you're just tuning in, Joy Summers with us, Star Tribune. We're talking about restaurants that are coming back and new and expansions. What about this new Mediterranean cafe in Blaine?
Yeah, it's a shawarma place. So they've got all of these big spits roasting meats and carving them. And it's the same people who brought a Yemeni coffee chain to the Twin Cities called K Maria. And now they're bringing a Chicago-based shawarma restaurant. So it's called Baba Saj, and it's open on Central Avenue in Blaine. And they're looking like some serious sandwiches. I haven't had the chance to get out there, but I've watched all their social media where they're carving that, you know, those spits roast the meat and the juices all kind of pour down the sides. And ooh, I want one right now.
I do too. I can't decide now if I'm going to get pizza or drive over northeast into Blaine. It's always nice to talk about what's happening in Duluth because so many people make that trek, whether to see the leaves or just take a visit up into the great lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Tell me about restaurants in Duluth.
Yes. So it's my adopted hometown.
Oh.
And I would say that this is the time of year to go. I'm not the I want to go in June person. I want to go in the gales of November when the lake is just at its most boiling and spitting, like at the seashore. It's a sight to behold. Mm. And now is also a great time to go check out some new restaurants. There's a place called Soul Cafe that's going to be opening in Lakeside, which is suddenly becoming, it went from being where my grandparents lived and now it's this kind of hip neighborhood.
Mm.
Falliston had been there. That was the last restaurant in this space. Locals will probably know it as the new London Cafe. So Soul Cafe has been a Hong Kong Asian street food pop-up, and now they're going full-time. They're almost ready to open, so it's going to be daytime breakfast food over there. And then speaking of breakfast food, there's another place that's already open right now, if you're going up to Duluth this weekend, called Voyager Donuts down in Canal Park.
Oh.
And they have really cool donut flavors. They've got a lefse flavored donut.
Ah.
They use potatoes.
Gross. Come on, Joy.
It.
That's nasty.
Oh. No. Butter, cinnamon. What are you going to do? Let's get, I'm telling you, I will challenge you. Susie, let's go. Let's try these donuts and you can tell me what you think.
Oh,
I mean,
my goodness.
They're so cool. It's so deeply Minnesotan.
I can't even believe that I would ever try lefse flavored donut. But
so
as you say, if you put vanilla glaze and cinnamon and butter on it, probably would be all right. Yeah. Sweet and savory, right?
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
Let's come back down to Minneapolis, St. Paul and talk about pizza. We talked about it, mentioned it, the other one, but a lot of pizza places. We just got a Punch in St. Louis Park, which is terrible because I want to go there all the time. let's talk about the Pizza Showdown.
Oh, our Great Pizza Showdown. So I am a, as I mentioned, Minnesotan, and my cohort, Sharon Jackson, is from New Jersey.
Mm.
The two of us get into pizza fights on a semi-regular basis. I love her like a sibling, but she only believes that East Coast style is the way to go. And for me, I grew up on Sammy's Pizza. I do not mind a super skinny crust with that little nub of Italian sausage right in the middle of it. So she and I went head to head on all the different ways that you can enjoy a pizza. We've got chefy pizzas, we have traditional styles, and we even went head to head on who has the best New York slice. She picked Joey Nova's, which is out in Tonka Bay. And I can't argue with her that that is a fantastic slice of pizza. But my pick is Elmar's New York-style pizza in Plymouth. they have, it's perfectly foldable. They take the water that they use for their dough and chlorinate it a little bit, so it tastes like proper New York water that goes into the dough. It's a whole thing. And hot tip, on the weekends, Elmar's does bagels. And she will agree with me that these are some of the best East Coast style bagels we've got in town. So if you're in Plymouth, you have a wealth of riches out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Awesome. Let's talk a little bit about a place in Uptown. Mesa Pizza has closed.
Yeah, and after I rounded up the news this week, their second location. So both Mesa Pizzas are now closed. There was one in Dinkytown and the one in Uptown. For me, this was a place that we would go stand online after bar closed and get a hot slice. It saved me from many terrible mornings, I'm sure. And they closed up pretty quickly. The word on the street is that the employees didn't get much notice. And it was open for almost 20 years. They opened in 2006. And I wasn't able to reach anybody to get a good comment, but it's definitely the end of an era. I know Dinkytown doesn't look like it did when I was in my college years.
I'll say.
This was another little nail in that coffin. I'm bummed we won't have that anymore.
Well, we're talking about closing restaurants today, last day at Keys Downtown. Did that surprise you?
It deeply surprised me. I was just there 2 weeks ago, and it felt just like Keys. Like, that's been a part of my downtown working breakfast spot. And there's cinnamon rolls. Keys is such an iconic diner in the Twin Cities. The one at the Fauché closing really surprised me. My only consolation is we do have Hen House right around the corner. So at least I'm still going to be able to get my eggs my way and my hash browns. But it was in the end of an era. I'm bummed. I'm also in St. Paul, so at least I've got the original Keys just a little scoot away. So I still got Keys, but I'm going to miss that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, I think about restaurants that make it and restaurants that don't. You know, right across the street, it's Hotel Indigo. They changed Crowne Plaza, and it's all new and different. And they have, like, an eating area inside the inside corridor. And there's a little restaurant on the side of it called the Star Bistro. And it's empty. And I don't get that. People just, is it too expensive? How do you lure people? Is it all about food? Like, if they had top of the line food, would that change people's behavior?
It's funny. There's some things, like, you can bring the food, you can bring the location. There's got to be some kind of sparkly little magic you sprinkle in there. And I will tell you, I just took our brand new restaurant critic by there because that is a secret hit for happy hour. Have you been in the bar?
No, the bar is hot. Yeah, the bar is hopping, and they have live jazz. I went by there the other day in the evening because I go home that way, and there's jazz in there. And
it's amazing, and this huge, tall interior ceiling where there's like a star lit.
Yeah, it's funky.
Light installation up at the top. It's really cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, that whole vibe is, that whole building has sort of got funny stuff. If you ever went up on the skyway level, there's little pictures of families with an old TV and 60s clothes. But for some reason, they can't get people on the other side to the restaurant.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that restaurant, because I went when they first opened. I had some great food. I had a good burger. It's got those big windows. So hopefully, maybe I should go back and try it and see what's changed. Maybe they'll crack the code.
Right.
It'd be nice to have more downtown eating spots. Ooh, which reminds me, Susie, one of the other places we went to this week was in the Kickernick building. It used to be Brothers Bar and Rosen's Bar, but now it's like got arts installations. And at the back of the lower level, this is Warehouse District, there's a Colombian restaurant that has arepas and Colombian style hot dogs and really delicious, like, fruity blended beverages and a bar. And all I can think is, next time I'm down at the Target Center, I'm going to go knock into this place.
I love
it. Get some kind of like fruity beverage and check it out.
So, what's the name of it?
Always something new. That's a good question. It's Viva Tropico.
Viva Tropico. We'll look it up.
Colombian.
I love
it. So cool.
Well, thanks for coming on. I love having you.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll do it next time I'm on here.
Absolutely.
All right, Joy, take it easy.
You too.
Joy Summer with Star Tribune talking food and feasting. We'll be back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.